Throughout the 9-season run of The Office, the Dunder Mifflin warehouse set was the filming location for everything from a brutal all-staff roast of regional manager Michael Scott to the casino party where paper salesman Jim Halpert finally gathered up the courage to tell his longtime crush, receptionist Pam Beasley, that he was hopelessly in love with her. But near the end of the 7th season, in the spring of 2011, it was used for a far more somber occasion, the real-life goodbye party for Steve Carell. The cast had spent the entire day fighting off real tears while Carell filmed his final few scenes as Michael Scott. And now they were finally able to let them out, as he gave a private farewell address standing next to an enormous white cake shaped like his already iconic World's Best Boss mug, a framed Dunder Mifflin hockey jersey, and 4 rectangular pizzas from his favorite Italian spot, Baroni's. Someone had even had the foresight to place a box of tissues on a red table just a couple feet away from Carell's microphone, knowing tears were likely to come. Nearly everyone who worked on the show, including John Krasinski, Jenna Fischer, Ed Helms, Mindy Kaling, and Rainn Wilson, still wearing the mustard yellow shirt favored by his quasi-Amish beet farmer character Dwight Schrute, was crammed in front of a makeshift stage. And Carell addressed each department individually as he tried to keep the mood light after a rough day of shooting. "To construction," he said, "thank you for making it strong, durable, and able to withstand a strong pounding." And then, with just minimal guidance from Carell, everyone gleefully yelled out Michael Scott's, slightly problematic by today's standards, catchphrase in unison. "That's what she said." He went around the entire room. "To set dressing and art, thank you for your constant tweaking and making something small look so big. That's what she said. To production, thank you for keeping so many balls in the air. That's what she said." Before he put down his prepared remarks, removed his reading glasses, and took a truly goofy moment and made it gut-wrenchingly sincere, just like many of the greatest episodes of The Office. "I didn't prepare really anything else to say," he said. "This is overwhelming, obviously. It's been a fantastic 7 years for me. I was talking to my wife Nancy about it a few days ago as this was all hitting me, and she said something that I thought really nailed it, and that was, well, your professional identity is wrapped up in this show," which I knew. And then she said so simply, "and they're your friends." "That's really it. You're my friends." On that last word, friends, Carell choked up so badly he could barely get it out, and he had to run off stage toward his wife as cries of "We love you, Steve!" filled the cavernous space. "I remember somebody wanted to do an 'Oh, Captain, my Captain' speech," says Kate Flannery, who played boozy supplier relations representative Meredith Palmer. John Krasinski talked us out of it. "I think it would have been too uncomfortable because Steve was just too emotional. We did put together a scrapbook for him with some old pictures. Steve actually gave us all Rolex watches that he had engraved. I wear it to this day because it reminds me that everything that happened did actually happen. I know it sounds crazy because things are so fleeting in the TV business, but we were family. We really were."